Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, we're short of brown or round or we're queer. I've got a feeling we're onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London.
Trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Mark Hart Junkies, everybody! Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show where comedians are put to task on their knowledge of traits, traditions, and turns of phrase from all over the globe. Never forget what's normal to you is probably astoundingly weird to other people. Except that thing you do. Yes, you. That's just weird. And you should cut it out. Talking of weird things you like, let's introduce the comedians. On my right, playing for Ethnic Soup, is Natlet Seymour and Steve Alley. On my left, playing for Curiously Hairy, is Izzy Lawrence and Athena Cableno. So, panellists, firstly, what makes you diverse? Natlet Seymour.
My dad is Dutch-Indonesian, and my mum is from Watford, and I'm the only one in my family not to look mixed race. I just look like I'm from Watford.
Is that disappointing?
Yeah, it's very disappointing. Yeah. Yes. I have very beautiful relatives. I have a lovely personality.
You are also very beautiful, Natlet Seymour.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks.
I just lined it up for her to tee that.
Absolutely. That's a custom from London known as fishing. Steve Alley, how are you diverse?
I am Syrian and a little bit Turkish. And
which bit?
You don't have to answer that.
No, oh, you don't. You don't. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. And, I'm sorry. As soon as I said it, I thought I was just being sort of twee. And then I thought, God, that sounds a bit Weinstein. And I, you have to be very careful in this climate.
I thought you meant which bit of Turkey.
I did.
That's what you meant.
I did. God damn it, Mark. Where were you 5 seconds ago? Sorry. You're Syrian and a little bit Turkish, yeah?
Yeah. And I somehow have a British name.
Mm-hmm. How is that?
7 years ago, my friend came up with this prophecy with this name, and then I found myself in England 7 years from that.
Wow. So you, yes. 7 years ago, your friend came up with a prophecy, but weren't you named before 7 years ago?
No, he decided to call me Steve.
Oh, he, 7 years
ago. Then I came here, and I found out that Steve is a very British name, so...
So, sorry, prior to 7 years ago, when your friend came up with a prophecy, did you have a name? I mean, this is...
I did.
Feels like most
My
people
name
are named
Mustafa,
earlier.
Mustafa, which sounds very Arabic. And
Mustafa, that's a cool
Turkish
name, though.
At the same time.
It sounds quite Lion King to me. Is that...
Yeah, they say that to me.
Is that... Really, do people say that
Mufasa,
to you?
Mufasa, no?
Yeah, Mustafa. Yeah. Oh, it's Mufasa,
yeah.
Mufasa. Whatever. Yeah. Is not what you should say if you're hosting a diversity-based panel show. You should never say whatever to someone's cultural heritage. Again, I apologise. I resign. Steve, you are here as part of the timepiece... I should say this again. Steve, you're here as part of the... This is how good our editor really is. I mean, it's solid editing work. Oh, for fuck's sake. Mufasa, you're here as part of the Lion King season, and Steve, you're here as part of the Timepiece podcast season. What is Timepiece?
Timepiece is a time banking skill sharing app. Connects refugees with locals by exchanging skills and expertise.
And it really works, because I met Steve here through the Timepiece app a couple of weeks ago, because he came on Global Pillage, and since then he's been living with me. So it works, it connects really well.
Any one of us could be living with Debs.
It's a great connector, that is true, and I'll tell you why it's true. I was going away for 3 weeks, I needed someone to look after my cats, and Steve had a cat in Syria he missed. That's what we worked out. We were like, boom, done. So Steve moved in to look after the cats, and then the cats really liked him more than me. And so
I loved them.
I know you do. I know. One of my cats has got a big crush on Steve, and she's frankly embarrassingly flirtatious. Toast. Well, Mimi's not bothered, but Mimi just shows affection by leaving the room.
Exactly.
Toast is much more of coquettish, let's say. Cacketish. Doesn't work. All right, why are you called ethnic soup?
It got a bit Goebbels like when we were sort of trying to piecemeal out which bits of us were ethnic in which ways. And the only real thing about Dutch people is they're very tall, and I'm tired of being called massive something whenever I do this show. So we just went for soup.
Very good. Ethnic soup.
Yeah.
I like it.
I suggested partly Turkish delight, but Steve nixed it.
I
said they would laugh gently.
Yeah.
I said. Only a big laugh, Steve. Right. I said be a little one.
Curiously hairy. Izzy Lawrence, how are you diverse?
I am bisexual, 6 foot tall. I'm an only child with 6 brothers and sisters.
How does that work? Only child with 6 brothers and sisters?
Parents remarried to people who already had 3 kids each.
Oh, Brady Bunch.
Yeah, exactly. Half of whom are Moroccan British, half of whom are Australian British. And I've got Scottish parents as well, and it's all a bit weird. So...
And Athena Kableno, how are you diverse?
My dad's from Ghana, my mum's from Guyana, her parents are from India. That's just it, really.
You make me
feel quite boring, actually.
And why are you called Curiously Hairy?
Well, we've got very different hairstyles, and also, yeah, getting to that age, you know.
See, you have both got spectacular hair. Actually, our whole panel's got excellent hair.
He's got man bun going on.
Yeah,
it's quite...
yeah. Steve's got a bit, it's not really man bun, it's sort of slightly a bit of a top knot.
Yeah.
Situation.
I kind of look like a sort of lesbian Thundercat.
I'm Deborah Frances White, and I'm diverse because I'm a lady person on a panel show, and there's only one man on a panel show. The women outnumber the men, which never happens anywhere ever. Conclusively, that's science. In Pedant's Corner, with eyes on the scores and facts, it's our very own fleshy polygraph. It's Ned Sedgwick. And on the keyboard, it's the Minister for Melodies, Mark Hodge. Ned, have you had a global experience this week?
One of my friend's girlfriends is French, and she came round to our house, and I went down to the loo, and I went back in the kitchen. And she was looking under the sink, and she turned to my friend, her boyfriend, and said, "They've got them here as well." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she just grabbed all the bags from under our sink and was like, "What is it? What is it with British people? Why do you have these?" And I'm like, "Oh, they're bags for life." It's like, "Throw them away." And she was really annoyed. She's like, "Every fucking house." I
think. Wow. That is a thing. I despair at the amount of bags in a house, which my husband maintains are useful. If they're useful, why are there so many of them? I don't know. On every episode of Global Pillage, Mark takes music from a distant cultural nook and adapts it into our very own show-specific Daylight Sonata. Over to you, Mark.
Let's just see what happens. I assumed you were all going to sing that. How did you not sing that? I played that before you got here. And Ned... from that bit went... I wanted to do something from Japan. I really feel that Japan needs some attention, given that they are sitting there slightly worried about having a bomb dropped on them. And you can't really do traditional folk tunes from that part of the world because they use microtones and they have a totally different tonal system to us. So I thought the closest thing is probably the most popular theme tune from a video game. That's how I came up with this. It was written by Koji Kondo, who probably has a very large house, I would think. So you're going to go...
Tell us what are the scores, Ned.
First up is our themed round.
Can you guess what this week's theme is? Have three clues. Rosa Parks, Malala and RuPaul. That's right, it's National Heroes. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The Hive Mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. Why was the fifth king of Burma referred to as the Cucumber King? Curiously hairy.
Because he was really cool. He was like the Fonz.
The Fonz King, cool as a cucumber.
Because he had a thing with cucumber.
Because he had a thing with a cucumber.
He loves cucumber.
He loves them. What,
he loves salad generally.
A big fan of salad.
Probably.
Perhaps he spat when people passed like a sea cucumber does.
A spitty sea cucumber.
Yeah, I mean, it's very royal behaviour.
To be fair.
Or camels. It's either it's royals or camels.
Hive Mind. Why was the fifth king of Burma referred to as the Cucumber King? Was he a Wally?
Some people call gherkins Wallys.
Do they?
Some people
call gherkins Wallys, according to a man in the front row. I'm not sure that the audience is quite with him, but we'll find out when we buzz. Because he was a Wally. Anything else, audience? He placed a tax on cucumbers.
He banned fast food.
He was the Cucumber King.
He had warts.
Are you defecting to the Hive Mind?
Yeah, sorry, Steve, I'm off. You'll be great, mate. I'll go back there.
Anything else, Hive Mind? Very tall, like a cucumber. Tall and thin.
That's what people think of when they say cucumbers. He was as tall as a cucumber.
Tall as a cucumber. As one of those 6'4" cucumbers that you get around those parts, around Burma. Okay, so if you think it's because he was a Wally, buzz now. Tax on cucumbers, buzz now. Banned fast foods, buzz now. Or tall, buzz now. He was tall as a cucumber. In fact, it was that he killed the previous king because he stole a cucumber from him and he was made king to stop unrest.
Yeah, they built all these cities which still exist. It's one of the peaks of kind of civilization in Burma. And this king was like, I'm going to nick that cucumber. And this farmer was like, fuck you are, and killed him. And then the courtesans were like, we need a new king and we don't have anyone. Do you want to be king? And he was like, yeah, all right. And he was actually, he set up a dynasty and he was one of the most successful kings in Burmese history, which goes to show, doesn't take much. It's not difficult.
Really, it doesn't take much to lead a country.
No, yeah.
Wow, how times have changed. Kalev Poeg is the national mythic hero of Estonia. According to the legend, he befriended a hedgehog. How did he do this? Curiously hairy.
He built a shed for the winter, and then the hedgehog came and lived in the shed so it didn't get burnt in a bonfire. And then it liked the shed so much, it was like, you know what, man, I've got nothing better on. I need a friend. I need a hedgehog.
Okay, so he built it a gated community.
Yes.
I would say he made it some milk and bread, which is ironic, because although they like it, it's really bad for them. Curiously, this is a fun fact about hedgehogs. If you bake them in clay, when you remove the clay, all the spines come off.
That's not fun.
Upsetting.
And then they're your friends.
Okay, yeah. Ethnic soup. Steve, you seem to have charmed one of my cats, like a national mythic hero of Estonia. How have you done that, and how did he do it?
Could take a lot of stings.
Yeah, he was very tolerant of pricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Okay, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going with tolerant of pricks. Yeah.
Tolerant of pricks. Okay. Hive Mind. How did this national mythic hero of Estonia befriend a hedgehog, according to the legend?
A Facebook request.
Gave the hedgehog the credit for what?
For saving the world or whatever.
He gave the hedgehog credit for saving the world. So he did something national, mythic and heroic, and he said, oh, it wasn't me, it was the hedgehog. Shared credit. Okay, great.
Called him a jerk.
No. Oh, told him a joke. I thought, that is an odd way to befriend, but I don't want to step on your culture if that's how you do it, where you come from. Where are you from? Definitely how you do it there. I was raised there. You're a jerk, mate, but you're all right. Sit down, have a beer.
They have echidnas there, though. So.
They do have echidnas there. Well spotted, yes. Everything in Australia is a marsupial. Anything else?
Started a slug farm.
Started a slug farm?
Nice, they do like
slugs. They love a slug.
They love a slug. Okay, if you think it's Facebook request, buzz now. They've backed that evidently wrong answer because they enjoyed it so much, and I like that as camaraderie. Shared credit for an heroic act, Buznauer. Told him a joke, / called him a jerk, Buznauer. Got created a slug farm for the hedgehog, Buznauer. In fact, he clothed the hedgehog, but only could provide a little bit of fabric, which is why hedgehogs are still naked on their underbelly.
So I think that's close to Athena's answer.
I don't even remember my answer.
Something about a shed.
You said you'd build it something so it's warm for winter.
Yeah.
And it was freezing its proverbials off. But there's a sad ending to this story because the hedgehog gave him some advice, but due to a mistranslation between hedgehog and Estonian, this is genuinely the story, he ended up cutting off his legs in a river and dying.
Wow, that's bad advice.
It was a bad mistranslation.
What?
Yeah. I've done quite a lot of research into this, and it literally is like, he thought that he should cut off his legs in a river. And I'm like, did I miss a page? Yeah, he just did it. Chopped them off.
I mean, legends are weird. Roberto Baggio was an Italian whose nickname was God. What was his profession?
He was a footballer.
Footballer?
Footballer.
He's a footballer, hive mind.
Can I add another question into this?
I think you should, because you've written this question and apparently everybody knows it, so it's not a quiz, is it? It's just like, where's the sky? That way.
Yeah, but no one knew the king of...
There's a midpoint.
Do you know his other nickname? It was the Divine Something, and it was named after a piece of his anatomy, let's say.
Okay, so the divine something, the divine piece of anatomy, which piece of anatomy?
Foot.
I'm going for knee.
Okay, so curiously hairy, you're going for knee?
Yeah, let's go for knee.
Ethnic soup, you're going for?
I think we're going for foot.
Foot. Yeah, hive mind. I've got cucumber. The divine
cucumber.
The divine cucumber. Hair. Hair. Okay, sorry. Nose, mouth.
Sorry, no
it's
points.
It's clearly, on behalf of the hive mind, I'm going to say the divine bottom, surely.
No.
Okay, so could you shout out if you think it's cucumber, head, hair, nose or mouth? Shout out the one you think it is. 1, 2, 3.
Hair.
I've got hair.
The answer is the divine ponytail. Oh. He was a strict Buddhist, and so for hair, you're going to get a half point.
Very good. And it's the end of the round.
Tell us what are the scores, Ned?
In third place, ethnic soup with 10 points. And in joint first place is curiously hairy and the hive mind with 15 points.
So that's quite tight.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
next round is everyone's favourite round. Idioms! What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we've literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Croatia, they say, the old lady with the cakes went away. I love that they say that, but what does it mean, ethnic soup?
The good times are gone, like a recessions are coming.
The good times are gone.
Yeah.
Steve, are you backing her there?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks, mate.
That was a lovely moment. I see how you've bonded with Macat now. Curiously hairy.
I think it's similar but slightly different. So it's like you've got to knuckle down now. Exams, let's go.
Yeah, you've got to eat pizza.
Like you do in exams. Always with the pizza.
So knuckle down, hive mind. In Croatia, they say the old lady with the cakes went away. You've got to stand on your own 2 feet. You're on diet. So you're on a diet. Anything else?
It's a wrong number.
It's a wrong number. Is it what you say? When that someone's got a wrong number, you say, I'm sorry, but the old lady with the cakes went away, and then just hang up really quickly.
Does sound like something somebody would say to you as a spy, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're approaching the park. The old lady with the cakes went away.
Okay, so wrong number. Anything else? You had something good, but you lost it.
It's getting cold.
It's getting cold. Okay. Stand on your own 2 feet. Buzz now. You're on a diet. Buzz now. Wrong number. Buzz now. You had something good, but you lost it. Buzz now. Or it's gotten cold. Buzz now. You went for had something good, but you lost it, which is very much the closest. It's you missed your chance.
Oh.
You missed your chance. Ned, is that good enough for points?
No.
Oh, harsh.
Do you know anything about the origin of that, or should I just push on?
Push on. Well, I mean, it's kind of like the old lady with the cakes went away, so you missed your chance because the old lady with
I get it, I get it. I just thought you might have a story about an old lady...
Cake.
With cakes. Yeah, in 500 years ago in Croatia, there was an old lady with cakes.
And when she's gone now.
When she
came, I went back there last Wednesday, no sign of her. Yeah.
There's no cakes in Croatia, guys. Yeah. It's terrible.
In Germany, they say, that is jacket as trousers. That is jacket as trousers.
Wow.
What do they mean? Curiously hairy.
I don't particularly know, but it is like that thing that Welsh people say, whose coat is that jacket? Does anybody know that?
I don't know.
They do. They repeat the same thing. So, like, who went out as you were coming in? It's like, they're bizarre.
Why are you speaking in riddles?
This is just, you know, in Wales, they say things like that. I think that's as jacket as trousers means that it's mixed up, but it works. A bit like dipping chips in milkshake.
Ooh.
So you dip French fries in milkshake, guys, and don't go, oh, don't be better than me. Okay.
Done it. Raise your standards. This is impossible.
It's nice.
Okay. Ethnic soup.
I think it means getting caught out. Like if you sort of went to answer the door when you were like mid-shower and you just had to grab anything and turn it into trousers. So it's sort of a bit MacGyver-y.
MacGyver trousers. Hive mind. That is jacket as trousers. Making a mess.
Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
I was just about to say their answers couldn't get vaguer, and then you come in with it's ubiquitous.
like jackets and trousers are everywhere.
Okay, so that is jackets and trousers. It's everywhere, like God. What was that?
Like trying to rescue something that went
Trying to rescue something that went wrong. Trying to pull it back. Trying to make the best of a bad situation. Okay, buzz now if you think it's making a mess. Buzz now if you think it's ubiquitous. Buzz now if you're just trying to make the best of a bad situation. That does sound like the right one, but in fact, it doesn't matter. There's no difference. So it's like, someone says...
They're all clothing.
Do you want this one or that? Or should we go or should we stay or whatever? Nah, that's jacket as trousers. Don't care. It doesn't make any difference. Ned?
It's so nihilistic.
Yeah.
Do you know any more about this?
The nice Canadian man is kind of smiling and saying, that sounds like ubiquitous, so you can give him some points for that.
How everything ubiquitous? That is nothing like ubiquitous.
I'm playing by my own rules this time.
You really are. You're maverick.
I had a coffee rather than a beer today, and it's done some weird things.
You normally have a beer before the show,
yeah.
And you're very chill but very strict.
Yeah.
But today you've had a coffee and you're giving points away left, right and centre.
I know, and I've had some cocaine as well. So
that'll do it.
Oh, getting off.
In Greece, they say, I'm writing you on my old shoes. What do they mean?
Curious to hear.
That's like, oh, I'll never forget what you've done. And in 10 years' time, I'm going to bring this up in argument. And
oh, yeah.
I can relate to this.
My mother.
I'm writing my old shoes. I will never throw this away. You have done me harm, but I won't mention it until you piss me off again.
Okay, so it's a grudge.
That's the word.
It's a grudge.
Grudge.
Izzy.
Ubiquitous Steve. Or Dave. I don't know his name. Sorry.
Canadian man, what's your name?
David is actually my middle name.
David is your middle name.
Middle name.
So what's your first name?
Alexander.
Alexander, okay. Alexander David.
Name's blimey. Ubiquitous, mate. It doesn't matter.
Doubling down, aren't you?
Alexander Hamilton there in the front row, chipping in. What do you think, Izzy? Do you agree with that? Is it a grudge?
I'm writing to you on my old shoes.
I'm writing you on my old shoes.
I'm writing you on my old shoes. Oh, so basically, if you write their name on your old shoes, you can scuff them off and you hate them. So yeah, grudge makes sense.
Grudge. Okay. Ethnic soup.
I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving you. This is a terrible way to tell me, Steve. Seriously.
I'm taking the cat and I'm off.
Oh, seriously, if I come home and toast is gone.
Someone didn't know your cat was called Toast, and it would be like,
yeah,
different.
Who doesn't know that though? She's famous.
And who has toast in their house? We have bread and a toaster. We don't just have toast.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So I'm leaving you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's pretty.
Okay, cool. I'm writing you on my old shoes, so you're dumped. Hive mind. In Greece, they say I'm writing you on my old shoes. Any Greeks in?
Nobody's admitting to it.
We're not friends anymore. That I'm deleting your Facebook.
I'm deleting your Facebook. We're not friends anymore.
I think you're ancient.
I think you're ancient. I think you're old. It's a way of telling someone you're old. I'm writing you on my old shoes. I'm giving you a present.
Yeah.
Maybe a rubbish present, which is old shoes. Giving you a present?
I'll remember you.
I'll remember you. Oh, that's lovely. That's my favourite one. Buzz, if we're not friends anymore, if you think it's that. I think you're old, Buzz, now.
How dare you?
One very enthusiastic buzzer, but I think it was the person who said it. I'm going to give you a present, Buzz, now. I'll remember you always, Buzz, now. In fact, you're in my bad books. So I think the grudge is probably the closest.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Yeah, Curiously Harry, get the points there.
And it's the end of the round.
Tell us what are the scores net.
Oh, God. Ethnic Soup are in third place with 10 points. The Hive Mind are in second place with 20 points, and just ahead are Curiously Hairy with 25 points.
Oh! The next round is the teams round. In this round, each team, including the audience, pose a question based on their fascinating culture. If someone on a team was from the Philippines, they might say, "What was banned from my country in the 90s? And you'd assume the answer would be something like guns or crying. But actually, the answer would be Claire Danes. So, Ethnic Soup, do you have a question from Curiously Hairy?
In Syria, and I think in many Arab countries, we say, "The mouse started playing in my lap."
Hello.
The mouse started playing in my lap.
Uh-huh.
He's got such a pretty face, and you just think, oh, really?
I don't blame the mouse, you know? Like,
yeah.
I did say, I said, Steve, the response to that will be very smutty. But I really...
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. What was... Okay. yeah. Right. Let's logically...
Mate, it sounds like a defence. Like, I killed it because it was in my lap. Like, the mouse started it. It deserved it, you know.
If the mouse started playing in your lap, it could be that, or it could be because you usually have a cat on your lap, so therefore if the mouse is there, you let yourself go. You know? Maybe.
That's serious. <There's...
laughs> Yes.
Or you got a crap cat.
Yeah. Or you're trying to... You want the cat... Hey, Deborah, you want your cat to like you again.
Yeah.
Get a mouse. Yeah. Get a phone in your lap. Cat will be there.
Yeah. It's a way of luring a cat in.
Yeah. A bit desperate, but fine.
Yeah. Don't put toast
in. Can we have a final answer?
Okay. If the mouse started playing in your lap, I think it means that you've let yourself go.
You've let yourself go. Is that correct?
No.
What does it mean, Steve?
It means I'm worried.
I'm worried?
Yes.
Why are you worried if a mouse is playing in your lap?
I don't know. That's
it's
what they say.
It's a playing guitar. There's no origin for that. It's just a mouse playing in your lap.
Those things can bite, you know.
So you're worried...
I tried asking, but nobody
No one
really
knows
knew.
The origin. Oh, that's
We just say it.
You just say it. The mouse started playing in my lap, and it means you're worried. And there's no origin for it. That is fascinating.
It kind of means it's worried.
There must be an origin, but I just don't know.
No. Well, origins are often lost to history. And you do get points, actually, because if they don't guess your answer correctly, you get the points.
Yes!
So, well done on posing a question no one knows the answer to, even the whole Arab world. curiously hairy, do you have a question for the hive mind?
I will go for the more Scottish. My stepdad's Scottish. What is a piece and a good book?
Sandwich.
And a good book?
I don't know when I'm actually Scottish.
As a Scottish person claiming this is rubbish because she doesn't know.
No, I don't.
A piece and a good book. So a piece, is a piece correctly a sandwich?
It is.
A piece is a sandwich. What's a good book?
Just a good book.
Is it a good book?
Is it like tablet cake?
No, you're not allowed to answer because you're not in the hive mind.
Well, fine. I'll take my bowl and I'll go.
That's the second time you've defected.
You can answer after they've answered, but you can't score points. It's a wee dram. Is it a wee dram of whiskey?
It is not.
Okay, Nat, you are now allowed to answer.
Well, maybe I don't want to now, Deborah. No. I was wondering, maybe it was like a tablet. Like, you know, a tablet cake you get in Scotland. You do? You do get it, right?
Okay, a sandwich and a tablet cake.
It's not a tablet cake.
Okay, anybody got any other ideas?
Buckfast.
Buckfast. Iron brew. What is the good book?
It's gone racist.
Chocolate.
Now.
Chocolate. Oh.
So but any form of chocolate, usually it was Snickers or a Mars bar. But
okay, and which part of Scotland? Why do our actual Scottish people not know this?
This is Dundee and this is my stepdad. He's mainly doing it to talk in code, so my mum wouldn't understand.
Are you
we
sure
went
it's
anywhere.
Not just your stepdad?
It might be.
That seems terribly unfair to the hive mind.
Yeah, that's very getting, local. Getting
that's
point.
So local as
they've
just
got
to
half
be my
a
stepdad.
Point.
All right, hive mind, do you have a question for ethnic soup?
Well, in Guatemala, when you call someone is a mango, what's that?
In Guatemala, if you call someone a mango,
you're a mango, or he's a mango, or she's a mango.
If you call someone a mango, what do you mean in Guatemala?
Sexy.
Tasty.
Juicy. Tasty.
Juicy, tasty, sexy.
Slightly misshapen, but that's still okay.
Ripe.
Ripe. Okay.
Steady, Steve. The mouse is starting to move about.
And what would you mean by ripe, though?
28. The decent age of a woman.
28. Is it any of those?
Well, you're handsome and therefore delicious. And I want to eat you.
You're handsome, therefore delicious. Are you actually talking to Steve now?
Yeah, she's just talking to Steve. He's the only man on the panel. He's getting it.
So it's a mango.
Got point, right?
You got a point, yes. Yes, absolutely. You scored.
Alas, you didn't, but never mind.
We won't know till after the show.
That's true.
Okay, it's the end of the round.
Tell us what are the scores, Ned.
Thanks, guys. This is really easy because all three teams are tied on 25 points.
Wow.
Yes. Oh. We lost our lead.
Next up is the game changer round. This is the round where it's all to play for. Just one question, but it's worth double points so it can really swing the scores. This round, as ever, involves a true story of an unlikely little underdog becoming the mighty Overwolf. Who can break from the pack and become the patriarchy? When a Russian official claimed Ukrainian Prince Vladimir as Russian, what was the response from the state Ukrainian Twitter account?
Russ,
yes?
They posted a picture of a forest and said, we had a city and this was Moscow at the time.
Okay, so in an unusual turn of events, someone from the hive mind has buzzed in. No, it's fine. It's fine, I will allow it because of the enthusiasm here. So you're suggesting it was what?
So they posted a picture on Twitter of a forest and said, this was Moscow 1,000 years ago.
Tweeted a picture.
Kiev was a city of half a million people at the time.
They tweeted a picture of a forest and they said this was Moscow when this royal family came to be, so that couldn't possibly be the case. Ukrainian Prince Vladimir is Russian. Okay, anyone got any other answers?
No, that sounds right.
That does sound right.
I'm going to be honest with you and say it's not what's on my card.
Yeah, so it's also correct.
Oh, it's also correct. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so definitely some points there for the hive mind, but more points available.
They did that emoji of the pointing finger and they went, this, a thread. And everyone was like, this gives me life. And everyone just like jumped
in. This is everything.
This is everything.
God, I hate it. When
and then you read it.
It's not,
like,
it's never everything. It's not everything.
I think I did read it in an article saying the Ukrainians' response to Russia's cultural appropriation was everything. And I was like, well, this is quite good. It wasn't like, anyway, carry on.
Curiously, Harry, do you have an answer?
I think they also said, yeah, he's Russian, and as is general, fuck off.
It was similar to that. They used a gif from The Simpsons of the Russian UN delegate pressing a button and changing Russia back into the USSR. A Simpsons gif from the official Ukraine state account.
Yeah, they do this quite a lot because after the overhaul, the kind of anti-corruption overhaul, basically quite a lot of young professionals took over some roles like that within Ukrainian media, and they just troll Russia a bit.
Wow.
Because of the war, which they love
trolling. Wow, imagine heads of state trolling other heads of state on Twitter. I've never heard the like. Gosh, that could be dangerous and start some kind of war in which we could all die. Next question. The final round is our quickfire round. Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz and then shout the answer as loud as you can. What Hollywood film was renamed in Russia as a hunter of domestic animals?
Hitch. A film called Hitch.
I'll be honest, I was expecting a better answer from him. That's why I said, you take it, Steve.
The Lion King.
No, it's Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Oh. If South Korea's full name is the People's Republic of Korea, and it is, what is North Korea's full name? Yeah, you're on the right track, keep going.
Someone can buzz in from the
The Democratic People's Republic of the God's Almighty.
Oh, you're so close. Anybody?
The People's No, go on. You go.
Is it the Democratic Republic of North Korea?
No.
Oh. Is it the People's Front of Judea?
It's the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, ironically. And ironically is in the title.
Oh.
What is the odd language out? Irish, Cornish, Welsh, Scots?
Cornish.
No.
Scots.
It must be Irish.
Why?
I said Cornish because it wasn't Gaelic.
Is
it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning something. I don't know. Yeah. Which one isn't
it's
then?
It's the Scots.
Okay, why is it the Scots? Is he quickly?
Because it went dead and then they brought it back.
No, it's because it's a dialect rather than a language.
Damn it!
Scots is English. Only in the Highlands did they speak a Gaelic language.
What local version of a popular British TV show got the highest ever viewing figures in Australia?
I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here.
No. First Dates. No. No, it's correct, MasterChef.
Oh.
In France, which character from Star Wars was renamed Chico?
Oh.
But what's his name?
Chewie.
That's right, Chewbacca.
Yeah, I went completely blank. I hit the button and then I went blank. So.
Where would you be from if someone described you as a Hoosier?
A who?
Oh.
I heard Canada from the audience. I heard Canada from the audience. The Canadian is not agreeing with this. Correct. Indiana is correct, sir.
Well, where were you 5 seconds ago, sir, when I was copying you? Jesus.
What is the official sport of Canada?
Ice hockey.
Got to be ice hockey.
No, that's the QI answer that we
got. Netball.
No. Yes. Correct.
Hey.
Lacrosse it is. Ice hockey is more popular, but lacrosse is the official sport. Finish this Italian joke. Three reasons Jesus is an Italian. Only an Italian son would live with his mama till he was 30. Only an Italian son could think his mama was still a virgin. And only an Italian mama could what?
Believe him.
Nope.
Buzz think he's the son of God.
That is correct.
Hey.
Buzz think her son was God. I'm going to add Iona's question in.
Kopfkotlet. Translated, move your head or you're a meat chop.
It's a German expression.
Yes, German.
Move your head, you're a pork chop. What does that idiom mean?
Move your head, you're a pork chop.
Or you're a pork chop.
Yeah.
Get out the way because I'm about to hit you.
Get out of the way, I'm about to hit you.
You're at the barber's and the barber's like, woohoo, stay light on your feet, I'm shit at this.
Is it those? Is it any of those?
Yeah, get out of the way
because
I'm about to hit you.
Get out of the way because I'm about to hit you. Curiously, Harry has scored at the last minute. And it's the end of the show!
Tell us what are the scores,
Ned.
In third place, with 25 points, it's Ethnic Soup. Curiously Hairy in second place with 35
Aww,
points. And the clear winners with 50 points, it's A Hive Mind.
Wow. So it's a smuggled cucumber to our losers, but for the winners, the lady with the cakes will come back just for you. And I'll leave you on this quote from Leonard Bernstein, a great artist leaves us with a feeling that something is right in the world. No pressure, Mark, but would you play us out? Please give it up for Natalie Seymour, Steve Ellie, Athena Cablano, Izzy Lawrence, Ned Sedgwick and Penn's Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboard, you the Hive Mind, I've been Deborah Bronson's wife, good night. You have been listening to Global Village, hosted and created by Deborah Bronson's wife. The questions are set by Ned Sedgwick, music is by Mark Hodge, the recording engineer was Chris Sharp. It was Jessica Foster Q. Thanks to Zoe Jacob and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.